This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Enrollment is now open for 2025 slots in Colorado's Universal Preschool Program, 2 months earlier than last year. Kids who turn 4 before October 1st will get at least 15 free hours of school. New this year is a phone helpline offering interpretation in more than 100 languages. 41,000 4-year-olds are currently enrolled in that program. Well, it's finally official. Tuesday marks the last day of the 2024 election cycle. As CPR's Kiara Damari reports, 10 electors representing Colorado for the Electoral College submitted their votes yesterday.
Please confirm your presence by saying aye. Polly Baca of Denver.
Aye.
Junie Joseph of Boulder.
Aye.
Since Colorado has 8 congressional districts and 2 senators, we get 10 votes electorally. Unsurprisingly, all 10 votes will go to Vice President Kamala Harris for president and Tim Walz for vice president. Harris won the majority of Colorado's 4 million active voters, and the electors took an oath to vote to represent Colorado's results.
The United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Colorado.
And of the state of Colorado.
That I will faithfully perform.
Nationally, the Electoral College will give 312 votes to President-elect Donald Trump and 226 to Harris. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
The annual Ride the Rockies bike event has ended. For 37 years, the ride took cyclists through Colorado's high country over hundreds of miles. This year's tour had already been canceled due to low participation, and it was announced this week on social media that Ride the Rockies is no more. The winter solstice is on Saturday, bringing in the official start of winter, but temperatures will be well above average in the Denver metro, reaching the 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.